From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. A fabulous week he did, Mr. Rob Center. We appreciate his help and hard work. He'll be sticking around, too, for the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. So we appreciate his producing expertise being brought to bear on our morning program each day. On the news line with us now, Pastor Mark Gittins of the Higher Hope Church, or H2, as they are known primarily these days. They got big plans in Sunbury, and they got big plans really just across the board as part of their nature. So good morning, Pastor. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Mark.
I do appreciate it. Tell us, what is H2? Someone may say, are they Lutheran or fundamentalist? Or how do you characterize the Higher Hope Church?
Well, we're some people will call us non-denominational. We just say we're just a Bible-believing Christian church, you know. So we're not affiliated with any other denominations. You know.
And describe a worship service. I've listened, unfortunately, sadly, haven't been to any, but I do know that very high energy music's a part of it. The charisma that you have is certainly central to that. Your description of a good service there.
Well, first of all, there's people from all over our community, people that come as far as, you know, Lewisburg and Milton and Kaltman and Shamokin. So, of course, a very diverse congregation and lots of visitors. But it's high energy, but we do hymns and you know, we have a big band and everything. And our people sing. We're really into having the congregation sing. So, you know, that's a big thing, encouraging them to lift their voice. And very Christ-centered, you know, Jesus-centered worship comes forth every week. It's beautiful. It was very painful for us during the pandemic when we were shut down for those months. It was very painful to not be together to hear each other sing and be an encouragement. So.
Yeah, we know this corporate worship that we do where all people are gathered together really has an energy that's multiplied many times over rather than just the individual energy. Did you do video broadcasts in order to just keep a connection with people?
Yeah, we've been doing video for years and years. Before this, we were streaming on Truthcasting. So we were already set up, so we just actually increased and put us out on Facebook and YouTube and our own online app that we use to broadcast. So that's really made a huge difference to our following on online and social media.
Throughout your years, you've had a lot of different locations. You're sort of always in search of what could be an ideal place to settle. Tell me about those transitions.
Well, Mark, we were wilderness people, we say. 40 years in the wilderness, walking around in circles. But as each location really had a purpose, and we met a lot of people at each place that we still have today. We started off in the storefront in Sunbury almost 23 years ago at this June, and I remember somebody coming up to me in the city and saying, "Oh, you guys won't last 2 months. I'll give you two good months." And you know, some of the people said, "Oh, we don't need any more churches in the city," and we simply said, "If that was the case, then if there's not a need, then you know, we would, you know, it would show itself." So, but we went from the storefront in Sunbury to the basement of Albright at the time, when the Albright United Methodist congregation was still in their building. We rented their basement and used that, and then we outgrew that, and we went to the movie theater at the Susquehanna Valley Mall for a year or so, and then to the Stealings Grove Middle School, which is a very large auditorium. Then we came back across the bridge to the Albright Center at the time, and then the Shikellamy High School, and then now we're at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, the former JCPenney, so you could see that we are so desperate to have our own place, you know, so we would no longer be renters.
Did you ever think about taking over one of the large churches? I can't think of one that's available per se at the moment, but sometimes large churches come available.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, you know, by the time we were growing and growing, we kind of outgrew a lot of the ability to fit in any of the current churches. And plus, their congregations, you know, having such ownership, and them not, even smaller congregations that were struggling, you know, we didn't want to feel like we're pushing them out or anything, because, you know, they, their family and their time and their volunteerism into that, their hopes of a comeback, a lot of the churches in our city, we didn't want to make them, you know, feel like Higher Hope was waiting for their death, you know, because we want to see all the churches thrive in our city. We have about 21 churches still remaining here in this, Christian churches in this area, in the city limits, and, you know, we want to see the success of each and every one of them.
And you'll worship about 500 on a fabulous Sunday?
Yeah, anywhere between 4 to 5, it's, you know, from Sunday to Sunday change, but that's basically what we hold at, and probably close to 600-700 on our all our streaming efforts.
And every church says they're welcoming, but you have an exclamation point on it, I guess.
Yeah, truly come as you are. We always say, you know, you come as you are, and, you know, the good thing is God meets us where we are, but he doesn't leave us where we are. And so that's the transformation that we talk about so much, that comes from faith in Christ, you know, and the gospel message of grace. So we're very much about that. That's our motto right now for the last few years, and our statement, we say, is just simply to make Jesus Christ known in the message, in our love, in our service, you know, serving the community, all those things, making him known. So that's our goal, that's our motto, that's our heart's cry.
I talked to you a couple of years ago, and one of the things you said is that, sure, we pray for everybody, but our prayers have hands and feet. We do stuff, go places, take people places, provide rides, help individuals who struggle with addiction and overdoses, just do whatever it takes to reach out and help our community. Anything else to say about that phrase? That stuck with me. I've used that a couple times.
Well, we continue to work in, you know, everything from juvenile delinquencies in our city, elderly assistance, you know, all sorts of community services. We provide community service hours for those that are, you know, in the county that need that, and kind of just work a real balance of kind of being available to the community. When we say we're a community church, we really are a community church, which means, you know, we don't care whether you believe what we believe, that if there's help that we can meet, you know, of course there's limits, you know, we only have so much to go around, but we try to help everyone that comes in our path that we can help out. And so, you know, we do that on a regular basis. We usually maintain about 4 to 6 employees full time, and we can see, even with moving into this new structure, our goal probably would be to have about 20 to 30 full time employees working for us. So, because of the amount of work and services that we can offer, having our own space.
We'll describe in detail this dream and vision and your plan, immediate plans and long-term plans, and as you think big, I know this to be true, so tell us about the former bakery building.
Yeah, well, originally we were going to build, we own lots on Market Street, an office building, and what we call the annex is on Market Street, the old liquor store. So we always make fun that it was the old wine and spirit store, but now there's just the Holy Spirit there. So, we were going to build a building. It was going to be about 10,000 square feet, which, you know, was just kind of just what we could fit on there. And so finding this ability to be able to have an existing building, 54,000 square feet, 5 times the amount of space. And so we just really, it became an opportunity. And we, you know, we're trying to be sensitive. This is our city, so we want what's best for our city. And we've, you know, waited, and we've seen properties kind of sit, or, you know, or some, we have rumors of things that could come into the factory, and we kind of just wait it out and see what, you know, so that if something great could come in and bring lots of jobs or whatever, that, you know, we wouldn't be in the way. But after seeing that it was going to, you know, kind of take that turn as being a long-term building sitting, it became a great opportunity. And knowing that we could take a third of the building and it be plenty of space for us, became a great opportunity for us. So, jumping in on that with the parking, and it was really important. Some people, you know, had asked me, like, why didn't you guys, you know, go get land somewhere and build land, or there's buildings out of town. But the thing is we know that one of the largest issues in our region, especially in Sunbury and in Shamokin and all those areas, is transportation. and we want it to be a community church that people could be able to walk to also get to. Right now we're at the mall, so we have everyone drives in, but to be able to be in the city would allow that area of transportation for people to be able to kind of walk up the hill, you know, walk over across the street and be able to make it and have all those services that we offer available to them. So that was really, really important for us. It was a major issue of why we needed to be here in this city.
So worship space, we've talked about counseling that could take place there. Sort of what else is in the vision?
Well, part of it is just, first of all, just kind of being a hub. So right now we do a lot of things with the county. Everyone knows we do a lot of, child abuse prevention advocacy, and so family conferences and all those kind of mentorship things and youth ministries and stuff, they will all find their way housed in that hub. So, you know, we can be able to, during the weekdays and during the daytime, be able to come and people will be able to, whatever they need or whatever's going on. We have Celebrate Recovery, which is for hurts, habits, and hang-ups. It's for people with all sorts of issues in their life, helping them towards freedom. They also offer mentorship as a part of that. So we'll be able to kind of centralize a lot of the things that we do up in the new facility. So, and will give us the space to expand.
Some of our good listeners were concerned about the loss of tax dollars. You'll have an opportunity to defer taxes if you so choose as a nonprofit. How did you respond to that?
Oh, yeah, well, so we hear a lot about that. It's just really interesting because you wonder with those same people, what we offer, because we're such an active church in the community and we do so much, we're definitely earning our keep. Not that we have to as a church, because we know the losses that churches, you know, worship centers, schools, hospitals, those, we have the ability by the IRS to be tax exempt, you know, from property taxes. However, we feel like we offer so many services that we probably exceed. Just for instance, in 2019, we spent about $11,000 in benevolence. So if you think about that, you know, helping people with rent, helping people, you know, get a new lease on life and all those things. And we spend thousands and thousands of dollars in services to our community. We don't charge for our counseling. We don't charge for any of the services that we offer. Those are fee-less. And those are things that that come off the top. People don't realize, you know. So when we help a parent out and we help them get their kids, someone, you know, we had one mom that had a lot of things going on in her life a few years ago, and we actually were able to place her kids that were at risk in a home with someone in the church, so that then those kids didn't end up in foster care. So, you know, what did that save the county? You know, how much does it cost to house a foster child? And the list can go on. You know, what if we change some of these young people's lives around and they don't vandalize in our city, and the police then don't have to have them, they don't have to go to court, they don't have to go through our, you know. So you really begin to see the value of a church like H2 Church in the community, and so I don't think the taxes can even line up. I'm sure we exceed the value of the taxes, and we are only taking a third of that property, and the rest of the property is going to be used for for-profit venture and be improved. And so the taxes may not, the value of what the taxes may not even change.
Well, you mentioned up to 20. Let me stop you there. We're just about out of time, but you mentioned up to 20 individuals. They're all tax-paying citizens, correct? Some, at least some of whom are from Sunbury, so they're contributing to the tax base. Let me stop you there and just say we got about 30 seconds left. Please, an additional remark.
Okay. Mark. Well, we're just so glad to be coming back into the city. And to know that this is an opportunity for us to be present amongst a community that we love with all our hearts makes us very, very excited. So that's why we call our campaign Hope Builds Here, because that's exactly what hope does. And it's not just in a building, it's people's lives and relationships. So that's what it's all about. So thank you very much.
Where and when is your worship? This Sunday and online?
10 a.m. right there at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, the former JCPenney. And online is just at h2church.com or Facebook at h2church on our Facebook page. We stream.
Pastor Mark Gittins, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Glad to hear from you. You got an open mic anytime.
Thank you very much, Mark. God bless you guys.
I do appreciate that. Pastor Mark Gittins, Higher Hope Church, H2 Church, talking about their plans for the bakery building in Sunbury and what you could say is some folks would say priceless work in Sunbury.